Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, a podcast dedicated to offering a growth mindset platform for us entrepreneurs, where we discuss everything from business, mindset, to life in general. I'm your host, Catherine Polsonelli, a business organizing powerhouse, personal development strategist, and owner of Agent Services Plus, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs just like you build, grow, and be courageous in their business. I'm so excited to have you with us today. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and get ready to have some amazing conversations and fantastic takeaways. Let's jump right in. Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to Real Chat with Kat. I'm so excited to have you here with us today for a new episode. And I have the amazing Karen Cooper, which I love your energy. So I'm so excited to bring her to you guys today. So Karen, do us a favor, give us a little bit of information about you, what it is you do, and kind of what got you into it.
Hi, everyone. Yes, my energy, even though I'm not feeling 100% today, still going to get all the things. So I'm Karen Cooper. I live in Staten Island, New York, and you can tell the accent. I literally just heard my accent. I never do, but I literally, wow. Sorry, guys. Actually, you know what? No, this is what it is. Anyway, where am I from? I'm from Brooklyn. I live in Staten Island. What do? I am a wellness consultant with Isagenix. What does that mean? I help you up-level your mind, body, and finances. That is what I do. I love helping people with health and wellness, showing them how they could, you know, listen. It's January 13th, Friday 13th. We can talk about this later, but just getting off that diet hamster wheel. Let's talk about this later. But, you know, you're waning on your diets. And by the way, Isagenix is a really good way to have that healthy lifestyle, have your cake and eat it too, and not have to get off the diet hamster wheel. We can talk in detail about that later. And I also, so along with Isagenix, I also coach people. I do something, it's called UMAP, and it's a strength spine. I use the Clifton Strengths Finder to find values, preferred skills, and really find your strengths and what you're good at. For example, to just give you an example, like I'm really good at connecting and I'm really good at winning people over. Can you tell? So like going live on Facebook is a good thing for me to do because that helps me connect with people. So that's also part of what I do, and I do that free for anybody who signs up with me with Isagenix.
I love that. And I love that you take your own take on how you want to grow your business organically, because I know that that's a struggle for a lot of people in their business. Is they're constantly looking for someone on YouTube or someone on Instagram or who it is that has more followers to figure out how they can build their business. Yet you've taken your own unique approach to build it organically and connect with the type of people that you want to connect with. By the way, love your live dance parties and the glasses you wear and everything. I think that is fan freaking tastic. Now, what got you into wanting to do health and work with this company, Isagenix, and do the coaching piece kind of all wrapped into one? What got you into that?
I always like helping people. So side note, I am one of those people. I am that person. I've literally been everybody's therapist my entire life. I should have gotten a freaking degree in it. But anyway, no, for real, like everybody, I can't believe I told you that. I get that a lot. Like my whole entire existence. And I really enjoyed helping people, even though apparently I was control freak and whatever, but learned
came
that.
Came from a good place.
Came from a good, but it comes to, and I do, I really like, enjoy helping people. So that being, but I didn't know how I was going to, you know, it just was something I did. Everybody came to me with their issues. I, you know, help solve them. And there you go. And I always like, you know, check in on people and things like that. Isagenix came into my life. I started working out. So the succession of things, to make it the shortest version of a story, my father passed away. It's going to be 12 years in April. And I quit smoking after like a year. I was smoking then. I smoked cigarettes from 16 to 42. I'm 54 now. And I quit smoking about a year after my dad died. And then, started taking Zumba. My father died. My cousin taught Zumba, and I started taking her Zumba classes. And I was like, "We're doing it!" And so I quit smoking. And then I'm like, "Well, a few years after I quit smoking, I still felt like crap." I'm like, "But I don't understand. I quit smoking. Like, I should feel good, right?"
Yeah.
But I was skipping breakfast, and I was not eating. I was eating Weight Watchers Smart Ones, which I love. By the way, I'm not knocking Weight Watchers at all, but that's not a lot. That's not like a healthy lifestyle. people I worked out with were doing isogenics, and I thought they were nuts. I said no for 4 years because, again, I didn't understand it. And then I finally got to the point where I was like, I can't keep up with my kids, my life. I was working in corporate. I'm like, I got to do something. They seem to be losing weight and looking great and earning money. Let me say yes. And so that's the truth. And that's I was like, well, and I made the person who I signed up with, my friend Kathy, I'm like, I want a sample. So like, I didn't even sign up for it. Like, even though it's a 30-day money back guarantee, I didn't even get the full thing first. I'm like, I want to taste it. Because I tasted other shakes in the past. I was like, it tastes like chalk. So I wanted to make sure it didn't taste like that. And so she did. She gave me a sample. I was like, wow, this tastes like freaking milkshake. This is good. And then I ordered my 30-day system. And here I am 7.5 years later.
That's awesome. And I definitely think that that's a big one, because there are so many people selling healthy products or healthy shakes and all that stuff. And it's so hard to find one, like you're talking about, that is not chalky. I even tried, you know, finding some like online. They're supposed to be organic, and it really does taste like a plant. Nothing else. So I love that you know, kind of found your own way into this journey. And it's funny that you say, you know, you've always helped people all your life, because what I have noticed repetitively and consistently is a lot of people that do give back to others, right? Or are people's therapists, or always constantly helping other people, are a lot of times the ones that end up getting into the entrepreneurial world, where we are continuing to do that for others, because it does become a passion. It does become something that we enjoy. It's one of the reasons why I got into it, is because people always came to me, and people were always opening up to me and telling me stories. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I told you that. I haven't told anyone that. I love that. I think that makes it a lot easier when it comes to building things as well, because it's something that one, you're comfortable with, you enjoy doing, it brings you joy, right? So you don't get burnt out on it. So, okay, I got to ask you about the Clifton Strength Finders, because I think that this is a really cool assessment. How did you come about picking this one out?
LinkedIn. So a friend of mine, this is the power of connection, by the way. I used to do, LinkedIn used to have LinkedIn Locals.
Okay.
Here in New York. And so I used to go. Because that's, you know, network. You meet people. Because I was already doing isogenics at this point. And I met a woman named Lila Smith, who I'm still friends with today. She's awesome. And she knows a woman named Kristen Sherry. Kristen Sherry is the person. She wrote a book. Kristen Sherry wrote the book UMAP. She actually wrote a book called UMAP. Kristen Sherry is a coach. And what happened was, you know, she was a career coach, and it was like, well, you can use these kind of things to help you along in your career. So she wrote a book about it. And from the people read this book about UMAP and using the Clifton Strength Finders and finding your values, your skills, your interest and your strengths and whatnot. It was all in the book. And people were like, well, are you going to create like a coaching? Like, is this going to be a program? So she created a program based off of feedback from people. And people, Christian and Lila specifically, was like, you need to get UMAP. You need to get UMAP certified. You get it for years. And I was like, no. And I didn't see the value in it. Like, for me, like, it's not valuable. But like, it was like, again, I didn't see, like, that's the whole thing, guys. Is that this is the whole thing about belief and shit that we can talk about later. But I just, again, it wasn't like something I saw value in, or that I, how do I fit it in and all this. I told myself bullshit, quite frankly. And then last year, 2022, because we're in 2023, I'm doing isogenics. I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I was also working full-time. So when I started isogenics, I was working full-time in corporate America. And last year, I think it was, I was like, why don't you you should totally just be UMAP coach. Just do it already.
Yeah.
Just do it. And so that, I was like, you know what? I'm home. Because I'm doing isogenics full time now. I'm like, you know what? Why not? Why not take the course and see what happens? So that's what I did. And I had done my own UMAP. Like, Lila had done a UMAP on me. Like, I had done it, and I was like, it's so interesting, because like, again, with the connectivity, like, and it just, the whole thing with finding your strengths is that's the whole thing. We don't know, like, we know we're good at things. We know, you know what I'm saying? But actually honing it down. So there's five strengths. I don't know all of mine off the top of my head, I'm going to be honest. But like, connecting and woo, where do you use them? Like, so for UMAP, she was using them for jobs. So if you want to get a job, like if I wanted a corporate job, customer service, like, and I did client services, which is ironic, because it's talking to people. So it's using your strengths. How do you use your strengths? What do you like to do? Like certain things I just don't like to do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like admin work. It's not, I'm not a fan. Organization, not a fan. It's just not something I'm good at. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Nipa, now I can offset that. Somebody can do that. But I know that. So like, okay, I know this isn't something I do. So you can use it in life, business, and like what I do with the coaching, because it's like, what are your strengths? What do you do? And we can also dive deep because there's a reason why you want to get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just do the shakes, you know, and it works and it does, and it does work, but there's deeper and there's deeper involvement. So all encompassing, you get down deep and you can understand and I don't want a change, I guess is the good word, but like not change innately who you are, but habits, change your habits.
Yeah.
Knowing all these things, you can change your habits.
I love that. So then how do you kind of use that? Because I know that, which I think this is really unique. So I've talked with, you know, a lot of people that do consultant work with products and things like that within different companies. What I really love is that you have this additional tool that you love to incorporate with those that are buying products for you, which I think is super unique. And I love that you go above and beyond, because I do feel like, no offense to anyone that's selling products and stuff, but you fall in love with the products, you tell people about it, and then you give them the products, and that's kind of like, that's it, right? I see a lot of people do that. But I love that you're willing to follow your clients or your customers along the way and continue to help them, because like you said, you can just take the shakes, right? You could just take the vitamins, but that's not necessarily going to change the things that you were working on changing, right? Or you may get in a kind of like a cycle where you're doing the shakes and you're like, this should fix it, right? But your daily habits, your daily thought processes, making the decision not to go to the gym as long or to cut out for it one day and maybe go the next day can make a huge impact on the whole piece when it comes to getting healthy or changing the way you want to really be able to see in results. And I love that you're not only looking for the results for your people externally, but you're trying to help them internally as well. So give me kind of a sample or an idea. How would you go about having this conversation with someone that's interested in the products that you have and looking to get healthy or better themselves in their life?
Asking questions, but I just want to say one thing before that, before I dive into that. We just had our training, a New Year kickoff training in Dallas last week. And a lot of people say this, we're a personal development company with a compensation plan attached. And I think that's important. I know, isn't that awesome? But I think that's important to know because and a lot of network marketing companies do personal development. So, but what I think what makes us unique is like, that's part of what we do, like literally the sell, if you will.
Yeah.
And our community is amazing. It's really also about, you know, you're not left to your own devices, regardless of whether or not it's myself or someone else that you sign up with and things like that. So I think those two things are just important to know. But when I first been talking to people, it's asking questions. So why are you looking to get healthy? What is it that you're looking to do? What have you tried in the past? What's gone? You know what I mean? Like, not like invasive, obnoxious questions, but like if people are coming to me, they're looking for a solution. They want to do something to make a change in their life, to make a change of habit. Maybe they've done something before. Maybe how would it feel to be in a size 4 dress? You know, I also even asked because the money component, you know, I did a status about this the other day. Like, you know, what would an extra $500 a week do for you? How would that actually feel? And a lot of times there's no thought process in it, because it's like a scam or, you know, you don't believe in yourself enough to think that, wait, I can actually have better.
Yeah.
So we get there. But eventually we kind of even get there. A lot of times it's like, I don't believe myself, or I don't think I can, or why don't you think you can? Well, some things have failed before, that kind of a thing. So once I know, you know, the issues, problem, whatever you want to call them, the system in and of itself is the same system, you know, the health and wellness system, we have, the nutrition system and things like that, but it's like tailored to the individual person. So in terms of what you're getting in terms of product, you know, it's the same, you know, the nutrition, the 30-day system, you know, those kind of things. The products are the same for each human. Mm-hmm. The way we talk, the way we coach is different for each mm-hmm. individual person. So, and I had a chat with a doctor yesterday, and she and I were talking, and I said to her this, I said, also, I don't necessarily resonate with you. So even though you buy from me, and I'm your coach, and I walk you through everything, I also put you in touch with other people that are like yourself. Mm. So this way, it's, you know, I'm your coach, and oh my God, Karen, I screwed up, I don't know what to do, blah, blah. But it's also a matter of, well, here's other people that are in Isogenics that are going through the same things as you. Now you have this like small little accountability community along with the big community as well. So it's setting you up for success. It's setting you up to chat. Whatever it is that you're needing, you're getting all that.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you have that thought process of not feeling that scarcity mindset where like, I've got to hold them and I've got to take care of them, because if I don't, they'll leave me, right? Like, I love that you're open enough to be like, hey, I'm not necessarily going through this, but I do know someone that is, that can help you a lot deeper, or can understand what you're going through on a more personal level. And so you should connect with them and we'll still continue talking. I love that, because I don't think that a lot of people do that in their businesses, especially those that are newer, right? They're looking for a few people. And then as soon as they get anyone that raises their hand that they're interested in, they snag them, but they like choke them out because they stay on them so much.
Yes.
And instead of them actually being able to grow their business, I feel like that actually depletes it, because you put so much time and effort in a maybe that there are 10 people behind you that are saying, well, but what about me? And you can't see them because you are so focused on that maybe in front of you.
All of that. And I was like that. So that's the truth. I was, you know, one of my clients, she was, you know, went to other people, you know, she was doing, and I was like, and I said something, and I was wrong, 1,000% wrong. And I've done the maybes, and I've, you know, chased and had the scarcity and the lack and all of the things, but by doing the personal development and working on myself, and that's where the beauty comes in. It's important. I think that because also the personal development changed me as a human. It's important to know that it's not you come in and it's all done. It's work. Mm-hmm. And I want people to understand that. You know, is it fun? A hell of a lot of fun. Yeah, we have a great time. It's ridiculous. We laugh all the time. Like my mouth, like my face hurt from laughing like over the weekend. And it was just like I had the best time, but it is work. I mean, let's just be honest. And it's work on yourself. It's taking responsibility for yourself. So yeah, thank you. I received that. But I want also the audience, because I know they're going to be, oh, you know what? You know, I had the scarcity mindset. I 1,000% did all the things you just said, but I recognized how bad that was. And the other thing, when you have those kind of mindsets, if you keep getting the same shit, because you that's what you're focusing on. When you focus on, you find. So if you're focusing on all the crap, you're going to get the crap.
Yeah.
It takes work and I work on it every day, all the time. You know what? But the truth is, my mindset is shifted. Even now, it's a continuous work in progress. Mm-hmm. Like trust is my word for 2023, because I realized I had a lack of trust in like money, for example. Money was going to still be there, because we live in an abundant world. We just screw it up for ourselves. So that kind of a thing, and having the mindset of the abundance mindset of, you know what? You're signing with me, but here's some other people that are going to help you, because this will help you succeed.
Yeah.
It's really about helping them. The favorite thing, one of my favorite things that happens is not, oh my God, I lost 20 pounds. That's great and awesome, but I can do something that I couldn't do before. That's my favorite thing. Mm. Or I feel like I can do, you know what I'm saying? There's so much we hold ourselves back with, that once you start eating right and feel like it's about self-love, it's all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. It's the coolest thing ever.
Now, do you find that, you know, people that you work with, when you're helping them try to get healthy or work on getting healthy, and working with the mindset piece and using the strength finders, do you find that people kind of come out of their shell, that maybe they take risks a little bit more, you know, in certain areas of their life.
Yeah. Or they're willing to do, yeah, 100%. Even if they don't take the risk, they're more open. They see mm-hmm. things differently. So even if they don't necessarily take the risk, it's like, oh, I see where I could have done X or something like that. Or it's just a different mindset.
Yeah.
And it's really, really interesting. Because even myself, I mean, you know, the closed mindset, you're insane, you drank some sort of weird Kool-Aid. And, you know, and I'm sure people think that about me now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's an historical conversation, but it bleeds into all aspects. It bleeds into my parenting and it bleeds into mm-hmm. all other aspects of my life. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not taking a risk, but maybe it's, you know, doing something you didn't think you were going to do or understanding something a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be this big risk. You know what I'm saying? It could be, and oh, I see that differently. Oh, wait, I can come from a different angle with my kids, that kind of a
mm-hmm. thing. That's almost like kind of like a piece of self-realization, right? Where instead of you putting the blame on other people or always looking for an excuse or way out of it, you start taking ownership over everything that you do. And when you take ownership over everything in your life, it's interesting how you are able to kind of take things apart and look at it a little bit differently. It doesn't mean that you're like, oh my gosh, I screwed this up. Oh my gosh, this is my fault. But it's a sense of self-worth of saying, I can own this.
Right.
I can fix this piece.
Right.
And then you're able to accept the other person and be like, okay, well, that's them, or that's their perspective, or that's how they do things, right. Which then also, in my opinion, kind of separates the anger and the frustration or whatever additional emotions that are attached to that. Right. Because I do feel like a lot of the times when we are working with other people, whether it's in business or personal, your family, whatever the case may be, if you are constantly paying attention to what the other person is doing, a lot of the emotions that you go through actually half the time aren't yours. It's the other person.
You're reacting, right.
Yeah. So instead of you being able to have a clear insight and take a step back and be able to breathe, you almost mirror and match the person in front of you. So mm-hmm. if they start getting ticked off, all of a sudden you're ticked off, right? They start raising their voice, you start raising your voice. So I love that. It's for me, I think that, and that's something that I went through as well, was that self-realization and that taking ownership or leadership of my own life, which did change the way that I parent my kids, the way that I had started having conversations with them, how I talked to my husband, how I talked to my family when they did things that I didn't agree with or frustrated me. So what, since you've been doing this kind of work, what kind of changes have you noticed in your life?
That's a good question. Oh, my husband and I decided to get divorced. That's one big one.
Some people are better off friends.
You know, I mean, it was like, in our case, it was, you know, a long time coming, and we are friends. It is amicable, but that was a big realization. But even with that, I was like, it was all him, right? And mm-hmm. then when I really started doing the work, and I actually worked with a divorce coach and things like that, but one of the best things I ever did was that. I was like, oh, I had something to, oh. Like, it was like, I was so pissed. I was so hostile about this too. I was like, oh, I can see where I had something to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, it was the personal, radical personal responsibility of yeah, well, maybe I had something to do with it. You know what I mean? And and I didn't like to admit it. I'm not going to lie, but that was one of the biggest things that was the change. But even with, you know, with my kids, mm-hmm. I try to come at it. I'm not always perfect. Believe me, they're 21 and 17. So I'm not always perfect. but yesterday my daughter came at me. I sent her a text. We needed something for her school. She's in college, she's graduating in May. and I needed her to sign something that I said to her a week and a half ago, mind you. And she was so hostile in her response to me yesterday, and I just didn't respond to it. So I would have reacted to it in the past and be like, what the hell, you know, what are you ganging up on me for? That kind of a thing. Because she totally just ganged up on me for no reason. And I just didn't respond to the text at all. And then this morning I sent her a text. I'm like, listen, I know you're busy. I know you got things going on. I sent this to you a week ago. This is for your school. This isn't mommy being annoying. Please send it to me by tomorrow morning. And she wrote back, okay. So those are the kind of things that have helped in terms of taking radical responsibility. Because if you, especially with the kids, when you're, and even with fights with my, you know, with my soon to be ex, I've even learned to communicate better just in terms of what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's just ways to make it less combative. And it's been really, really, really helpful in that respect.
I also think that you, like you were saying, you didn't respond to the text. So there's a piece of self-compassion and understanding that maybe she was just having a bad day. She was just in a bad moment. You just caught her at the wrong time. Yep. So instead of reacting to it and shooting back at someone, which isn't going to solve the problem at all, right? You gave that space that I feel like a lot of us forget to give other people.
Listen, I'm from Brooklyn. Like, we literally go from 0 to 500, like, instantly. Like, it is just a way of life for us. It's just like, oh, you're always calling, and we're going all Brooklyn on. Like, who do I need to go Brooklyn on? Like, we talk about that all the time. So that's been, for me, hilarious, because I'm like, I really want to, you know? And but it's not, it was not serving. And what I've also, you know, it's also breaking the generational shit that we've dealt with. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's part of it all. And our parents didn't know better. So we were brought up a certain way. And then we did the same, we repeated the same patterns.
Yeah.
But learning all of these things, I don't, and you know, and even when I talk to people with health and wellness, you know what I'm saying? It's not just, well, you need to do X. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just familiar with my family. It's with even the people I talked about. I said, and you know, it's like, okay, you know what, but what are you looking for? Like, and if you would like diving deep and being like, okay, here, what's really going on? And if isogenics isn't right for them, then isogenics isn't right for them. But it's a matter of, you know, it helps you see things in a hell of a lot of a different way. But yeah, there are times that I really want to go.
When I hit, don't worry. I have those times too. The Italian comes out and the German that's all mixed in there. But I love that you said breaking generational issues, because I think that that's a huge thing that a lot of people don't think about. And so even when people decide to get into the world of working on themselves, they take a lot of responsibility, but they also take a lot of guilt for the things that they've been through. And I'm not saying that, you know, you use the things that are in your past or that you're in your generations to let go of it and act like it's not your problem, but assessing it and realizing that your environment is part of the reason. And so if you want to make a change, you have to look at your past environment and what you grew up in or what shaped you into how you are now. And then how can you break that down and how can you stop that pattern, right? That's a lot of people that, you know, for example, that have been in abusive relationships. It's very easy to just stay in that pattern. And so many people that I've talked to, they had family members that were in some type of abusive situation. So it became like a family
norm.
Yeah, it became a family thing. And so it's interesting in some of the people that I've recently talked with that your comfort zone and your norm can be completely different from someone else's based on how you were raised or based on what you have been around in the last 5, 7, 10 years, right? That has an impact on who you are. And we don't realize that. And so we take all this blame and this guilt and we're like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with me? Instead of looking at the outside world and then using that as a way to shift who you're around, who you talk to, what it is that you watch or listen to, because all of that makes up your realm. And that's the starting point.
And that bleeds into also what I talk about with isogenics. And when I say about having your cake and eating too, and habits about what you eat and how you're eating and what you're doing, it's the same exact thing, because it's like you're in the habit of, I was a stress eater, 1000% a stress eater. And also when I was like sitting and watching TV at night, I just, you know, shove shit in my mouth. just saying. And so what, why are you doing that? What's going on there? Like, there's a deeper meaning to it that's why you're doing it. So with Isaac, you know, it's personally, you're doing and breaking the habits and changing habits, but it's the same thing with the eating habits. You know, a lot of us don't realize, and there's a lot of times you don't realize what the hell we're doing. We're just eating and not even realizing it. And what I've learned in doing isogenics all this time is, number one, it's important what you're feeding your mouth, but it's like you just said, who you're surrounding yourself, what are you feeding in your mind? All of that encompasses, you know, a healthy lifestyle. Oh, it's like, oh my God, I had a piece of cake. Because now, it's like I said in the beginning, it's January 13th. I guarantee you there's a bunch of people like that were going to be healthy starting January 1st and are starting to wait. And the gyms are packed. And then by the end of the month, they're not. You know, because it's like, you know, they do that, they do the habit. It gets hard because it's not, it's, you know, your mind is so used to doing it a certain way, so that when you flip the switch and doing it a different way, it takes time for your mind to adjust.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. I work with Tracy Lidd and Mel Robbins posted about this today too. It's like, when you want to inhabit the person like her, like your 2.0 version, you have to start doing things like she would do, and then your brain's going to follow along suit with it, you know, because your brain's supposed to just keep you safe and stuff like that. So that leads into all of it. And a lot of times, I didn't realize that. That's why I was on that diet hamster wheel. I started, I stopped, I thought I was doing whatever, and it never stuck. And here it is, 7.5 years in, and I have ice cream. I have cake. Like, it's not like the end of the world. But I have the systems and the patterns and the habits, you know, along with it.
Yeah, I love that. And it's interesting too, because like you were saying, a lot of people work to, they're just, I'm going to change everything, right? Yeah. And then the body and the mind will fight that to the end, because you're overloading the system on the amount of changes that you're making versus doing what I call micro changes. Start small, implement one habit for a couple of weeks, and then stack on top of that and stack on top of that. And the other piece of that too is, a lot of people who are in the process of making those changes screw up one time, and they're like, oh, screw it, I'm still the same person. Instead of giving themselves grace and saying, you know what, I messed up, but I'm going to do better. And then congratulate themselves for not doing that pattern for the next 5 days, right? It's the small things. So to anybody that's out there listening, if you screw up once, it's not the end of the world. Keep at it. Keep at it. Give yourself
grace. Congratulate the shit out of yourself for doing something different. We don't do that enough either.
Yeah.
By the way, side note, congratulate the shit out. We don't celebrate. Like, it's like boasting, whatever. Fuck that shit. Celebrate the shit out of it, man.
Yeah.
Celebrate that you're making, we do yay knees. I call it yay knees and gratitude. Yeah. I went to change the pattern. It maybe didn't work today, but maybe it'll work tomorrow. It's important to give yourself grace, because society's like, oh my God, the hustle, this, that, the screw that shit. Like, honestly, screw that shit. And also give yourself grace, but also know if you're giving yourself grace, you're giving yourself an excuse. There's a big difference between the two, guys. Between the two. Giving yourself grace is knowing you made the effort and you tried, and maybe it didn't work out, and tomorrow's a new day. Making excuses, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore, it's hard. That's the excuse. It is hard. No, it is. But it's also a narrative we're telling ourselves. You know, it could be. Why does it? Is it easy? Oh my God, does it come easy? It's work. It doesn't have to use the word hard, because, you know, maybe it has a connotation. It takes work to make the changes in your life. But like I say, even if you think it's crap, even if you think it's hokey, even if you think all of that, start asking yourself real questions. How would I feel like if I can function and not have a fog lifted? How would I feel like if you were like me and you were working full time and you had kids in sports and you're running around like a chicken without a head and you had a nap all the time? I'm sorry, kids, I have to nap, I have to rest, or whatever. And you were a cranky bitch and you yelled at people all the time. How would you feel if that didn't have to happen? And you can be like a human being and you weren't so stressed out all the time. Like, because, you know, hi, moms, we have stress. Period. Like, I don't care how old
so
your kids
true.
are. You know what I'm saying? Like, how would you feel if you didn't have to go to the mailbox and like, oh, this bill, or oh shit, I spent all this money on Christmas time and the bill's coming. Shit, how am I gonna pay it?
Mm-hmm.
We're living in 2023. The world is insane. Just call a spade a spade. The world is insane. Okay. People are sick and tired and don't want to take it anymore. So why not have the conversation? Why not say, you know what? Maybe she's insane, because I am. We did a training the other day. We did a training the other day, and our leader, Alexis Romano, she's the one like who really, you know, she's the our big team leader. And she there was a slide something about maybe we're crazy, or maybe we're something like that about being crazy. I'm like, you know what? We are. With network marketing, like network marketing is not the norm. Let's just be honest and call it out. Okay. However, why not? We live in a day and age where people are getting laid off left and right. There's a reason why I'm home. My job, I was contracted, and my job ended. I'm 54 years old. Who's hiring? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Taking the risk and looking into something, having the conversation, and saying, you know what? I want more. I want different. This isn't working for me. Even if you don't want to replace, I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying do any like anything drastic, but I'm just saying, how would it feel like if you're like, you know what, screw this shit. I can do anything I want right now.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? I don't have to feel tired. I can feel like a freaking human being. Oh, wait, I can make a little bit of extra money on the side, pay for a freaking sports, pay for a freaking eggs, pay for gas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, I get the skepticism. I get it. Because then that's what I said in the post. Like, I get it, it's crazy. It's a belief thing. Like, honestly, it's a belief in yourself. It's a self-worth thing. But what I'm saying is have the conversation, because it may just spark something in you. And maybe it won't. And that's okay. But at least you had the conversation and you know what's out there. And what is possible, that whenever it is that you decide to make the change, you can. And if not, that's totally cool too. I didn't mean to go on that whole rant. I just realized, like, I don't want to rant.
No, I love it. And I do. And it's interesting too, because it's taking your situation or that moment or whatever it is that's going on and having a positive spin on it, which then is what helps create different pathways within the brain that connect to a more positive understanding, a more positive outlook. And to be honest, it's interesting because when you do that on a regular basis, your mind actually starts to open up to more ways of figuring things out instead of shutting down and being like, oh, well, I can't figure that out.
Yes.
How the hell are we going to do this?
Yes. And it does all of that. And then the other thing, because, you know, when you look at something, and I used to work and I'd be looking at something forever, and I'm like, I can't figure this out. And the second I walked away and came back, I was like, oh, there it is. There it is. And so it's not bullshit positivity. It's because, you know what? Listen, I'm not going to say the morning that I had. Okay. But it's how do you deal with, I'm serious. Like if I, my 17-year-old. My point being, that's what I'm saying. Like, life happens. Shit happens.
Yeah.
Feel the emotions. Deal with the emotions. Nobody's saying to put away the emotions like we normally would say. It's do it. Deal with it. How do you deal with it? That comes with stuff that I've learned. Also, how do I deal with it? And things like that. But it's also, you know what? It's having fun. It's being ridiculous. It's being like, that's the other thing. We take everything so goddamn seriously. Okay? And for what? Why? I get it. Listen, I'm not living in a bubble. But who said it can't be fun? Like, why does fun have to stop at a certain age or whatever? We can have
100%.
Fun. We can be ridiculous. We can make a shit ton of money. You can be healthy. You can live your life. You can find your strengths. You can, because what I found, I was stuck and I was in this pattern and I was miserable for years. Same thing with my marriage. 5 years that it should have ended. We didn't end it for 5 years. Okay. And the second we decided to end our marriage, this is my story. It was like, oh my God, what a relief. And now we can joke about like dating and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's everybody's story, but like, it doesn't, none of us are getting out of here alive. The truth of the matter is this, none of us are getting out of here alive at all, period, end of sentence. So why not have some fun? Deal with it. Again, it's not dealing with it, but we went to Dallas and we were getting down. I mean, it was the ridiculousness that was going on. We were singing and hooting and hollering and twerking. I'm not kidding. There was twerking involved. And I swear to God, there was just ridiculousness along with trainings, along with work, along with personal development. And it just felt good.
Yeah.
Flat out. It was just, it and it was, so, I know for me, you're getting into these ruts and it just felt good. Why can't we all just feel good?
Yeah. Why not? I know. So true. I love this conversation. And so before we end, one thing that I always love to do is to bring a piece of advice or positivity or something that we can give to the audience. So do you have a quote, a saying, something you go back to, or something you can give to the audience that people can take away with today to boost their positivity?
You know I wrote something different when you asked me this. I know I did. But I'm not going to say what I don't even remember what I wrote. There you go. But my point being, guess what? Because I love disco and I'm going to say this, and I went on a rant and all the things that I would just say. Okay. And one of the trainers walked out to this song the other day because she was like, life happens or whatever. And she's like, I'm just staying alive. And she walked out to the song, Staying Alive. And I was peeing in my, I love disco. So I was peeing in my freaking pants. I'm like, this may be the best walkout song ever. But like, staying alive, but it's just that, like, we're all staying alive. And whether your brother, whether your mother, staying alive, staying alive, you know what I'm saying? It's just walking. Think of John Travolta strutting down the street thinking who he was, right? Thinking who the hell he was. And by the way, fun fact, he was in Brooklyn in 1977. Just saying. In 2001, really did exist. Side note, that's where he was. In the dancing scene, 2001 Odyssey. That was the name of the side note. But staying alive. Like, that's my advice, my positive, you know what I'm saying? Because I do. I drive, do quotes and stuff like that, but staying alive. It's have, and honestly, staying alive, but have fun. Like, honestly, I'll leave you with what I said earlier. None of us are getting out of here alive anyway. Have a good time. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and take a look around, you may miss it. That's been one of my favorite quotes lately because it's so freaking true. It's so true. Life moves pretty fast, guys. My kids were born 5 minutes ago. My son turned 17 2 days ago. I'm telling you, he was just freaking born.
That is definitely the truth. Definitely. Especially with me having 18 and 15, it's been a whirlwind. So, well, I thank you so much, Karen, for all of your information, your amazing insight. I love your vulnerability and your honesty with people. And I really hope that people got some really great takeaways in ways that you can do small changes in your life that really can dramatically affect it. You're just going to have to give it time. So do me a favor and tell us, how can people connect with you? Where can they find you? How can they follow you, get in touch with you? All the things.
All the things. Number one, I want to say thank you. This was really, really fun. So thank you for even having me today. You can find me on social media. The place that I'm in the most is Facebook. And that's also where I do my Friday. Well, I do all the three things. So Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram are places that I'm at. Facebook is the majority of my life is spent there. But my name is Karen, by the way, for those of you who are listening in. So Karencooper. That's my name. You can find me. Because sometimes you may look for my name and you can't find it. So my first name is Karen, Caren. Facebook and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, it's my maiden name. So it's Schagren, Karen Shagren Cooper. Is where you'll find me on LinkedIn and Facebook and on Instagram. I'm Karen Cooper 1123. Say, hey, I heard you on Cat. You're awesome. You're insane. Whatever you want to say. Even if you want to just follow me because I do ridiculous dances on Fridays, that's fun too.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. We'll definitely connect all of your stuff in the show notes so that people can connect with you online and definitely find out more about your Isagenics products and the Clifton Strength Finders, which I think is really, really unique, as well as a really great way to wrap everything in for everyone that's looking to make changes in the new year. So to everybody else that's been here, thank you so much for joining us today. I love having you guys here each and every week. Please be sure to share, subscribe, like, leave us some comments, tell us what you got out of it. And don't forget to do something positive each day for somebody else, and you'll see the amazing difference that it will make in your life. So until next time, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you soon.
Hello again, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard, please be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review so we can keep the good stuff rolling. Got something you'd love to hear us discuss? Then be sure to message me on social media and let's work together to spread even more amazing content. And if you haven't yet connected with me on social media, be sure to follow along at Agent Services Plus. I'm so excited to connect with you on the next episode, and until next time, be sure to find things that help you learn, grow, and be inspired.